This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The Bible teaches us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, He puts within us the spirit of adoption. And it says in Romans, that's why we cry out, Abba, Father. That word translated means daddy. Daddy God, Daddy God. Isn't that cool? Daddy God. Somebody say Daddy God. That's an intimate picture of our relationship with God. When we pray, we're not coming to somebody that's distant out yonder somewhere, somebody that's a far off, somebody that we can't reach or get close to. Somebody that's not personally involved in our life. God is personally involved in our life. How many of you believe that this morning? Amen. You know what the Bible says about your Father? It says this, that He knows the numbers of the hairs that are on your head. And that doesn't mean that He counted them. He can tell you how many He got. That means that He's numbered each one of them. So that when you were brushing your hair this morning before church and one of them fell out, God says, oh yeah, that's number 7,413 right there that fell out of your head. He numbered it. Come on, somebody, amen. He's that intimately acquainted with us. He even knows what we have need of before we even ever ask it or think it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that God knows the intent of your heart. That means that God understands the reason why you have a motive when you have a motive to go out and do something. And when you become intentional at something, even when you don't understand why, even when it's just intuitive, God's done figured it all out and understood everything that's happened inside of your lovely little head to make you do what you did. That's how well He knows you. So He knows you better than you know yourself. That's pretty intimate, isn't it? Come on, amen. And He didn't have to be married to you for 50 years to figure you out. He knew you before He formed you. Come on, huh? He's intimately acquainted with us. Our Father. Everybody say, our Father. The protocol prayer is that we don't address Him as God. We address Him as our Father. And when you really start praying, you say, Father, I come to you. And here's what Jesus said in John 14. He said, up until now, you've not asked me for nothing in my name. But from now on, you will ask for things in my name, and my Father will hear you. That means God can tune into your voice now because of what Jesus did for you. Amen? So this is how our prayer begins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have access to the finished work of the cross of Calvary, and I come boldly before the throne, believing you for the promises of God. I come with a heart of gratitude and thank. Come on, somebody. I worship you and I praise you today. Amen? I mean, that's when you get into the presence of your Father. Number three, then he said, I don't want you to only know the person that you're praying to, but I want you to understand the position of the one that you were praying to. Our Father, which art in heaven. Somebody shout, he's up in heaven. He's in heaven. He's way up. He's in heaven. Isaiah 66:1 says this, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What does that mean? That means that everything is under him. He's above it all, amen? Everything to do with your life is under him. It's under his rule. It's under his reign. The Bible declares that he is God above all and through all. I mean, that covers everything. He's above it. Come on, somebody, amen? God is above, if God's above me, then how many know that means he can see everything going on in my life from a bird's eye view. He can look down and see everything from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning. He knows who I'm going to encounter, who I'm going to talk to, where I'm going before I ever get there, before I get up and go to bed at night. He knows where I'm at because he sees it all from above, amen? I'm not praying to a God who is not intimately acquainted with me and intimately involved in my life. He's involved in my life. He cares about me. He loves me. He adores me. He watches over me. God knows what he's up to and what's going on with me today. Amen. And he is above all the circumstances of my life. If I have a bad day, that means heaven's not having a bad day. If somebody yelled at me, it didn't offend God. If somebody tried to take me out, God's still above it all. Come on, somebody. It don't affect him the way it affects me. That's why he can have influence in my circumstances. That's why I can lean on him by faith when it feels like I can't get through it on my own. I can lay hold of the power of heaven and hang on by faith and press through because he's above it all. Hallelujah. He's above it. Somebody shout, he's above it all. Our Father who art in heaven. Who art in heaven. Praise the Lord. The writer of the Old Testament says he rides on the circles of the earth. Psalm 67 says he rides on the dust clouds. Everybody shout dust clouds. You know what that is, dust clouds? That's when the children of Israel come up out of Egypt and went through the Red Sea and got into the desert. 2 million people walking through the desert. How many know they were stirring up some dust, baby? If you were in the group of the first 100 or so, it wasn't too bad. But if you were in the last 100 of the 2 million, then how many of you know you was walking through some dust? He was above it all. He was riding up on the dust cloud, seeing everything going on, making a way where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. You say, I can't see anything going on around me. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen when I go to court. I don't know what's going to happen with my child support. I don't know what's going to happen with my kids in school. I'm here to tell you, baby, he's above it all. And he sees and knows all. That means when you pray, your voice comes right through the dust cloud. And all the mess of your life, he hears you, he sees you. Hallelujah. The psalmist is teaching people about the nature of God. In Psalms 121, he says, I will lift my eyes up to the hills from which my help comes. My help comes from the Lord. Somebody shout, look up. Sometimes you just got to quit walking around like this. Sometimes you got to look up. Hallelujah. He's above it all. We spend too much time fixated on the problem rather than looking up. In Psalms 3, he says, he is the glory and the lifter of my head. Because how many know that's what the enemy of your life wants you to do? He wants to keep your eyes focused on everything going wrong in your life. Keep your eyes focused on everything that's messed up. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. But God comes in like he did today when he comes in the middle of our worship service, in the midst of this thing. And he says, listen, lift up your eyes to the Lord, your spiritual eyes. Everybody say spiritual eyes. Lift up your spiritual eyes to the Lord. Please don't be going down I-95 like this. I love you, Lord. Don't do that and go 80. Okay? I got to quantify that before you leave church today. Pastor, I was just going home looking up to the Lord, and next thing I know, I was in a ditch. I think I helped somebody right there. Look at that. Our Father who art in heaven. Number four, our Father which art in heaven, and watch this, and the praise. Amen. The praise is the secret access to what we're praying for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Listen, if you don't get anything else today, just get a hold of this. Praise is an usher. Just like when the usher catches you at the door and they help you get to your seat. That's what praise does. It just kind of ushers you into the presence of God. Hallowed be thy name. It ushers you into the presence of God and ushers God right into you. Come on, amen. You say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. In Psalms chapter 22, verse 3, it says, thou art holy, O God, thou who art enthroned in the praises of your people. Thou art holy, O God. Watch this. Who are enthroned? The old King James says it like this. Thou who inhabits the praises of your people.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Like the rising sun that shines from the dark. Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Heights, my Lord remains with me. tread the path I ought. How blessed I am, so bound with love, surrounded yet so free. In doubt or blessing, life or death, my Lord remains with me.
Ask yourself.